Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 21st of July. It's 45 years to the day that Neil Armstrong took that first step for man. And a giant step for mankind even. And let's get going with this week's 3D ideas. I hope you're all well. And idea one, hope this doesn't come across as a bit of a rant, but it's do something about this. I heard and read a number of stories over the weekend that just got me sort of questioning really what's going on. The first was the mother of a blind teenager who's only given a few years to live that has been threatened with a fine and prosecution if she withdraws him from school during term time for what could be one of his last holidays, or even his last holiday. I also read about the story of an 11-year-old girl who was excluded from a school trip for pupils with 100% attendance records because she'd missed one day. And that one day was to attend her mother's funeral. Bizarrely, nobody actually saw the relevance of this and actually thought maybe we could just test this. Actually, what they did, instead of actually withdraw the reward scheme for pupils with 100% records at the school. I also heard from a mate of mine and his daughter, Ashley, my goddaughter, who has brilliantly won her Duke of Edinburgh Gold Award, and she's been invited down to the palace to receive her award. Unfortunately, only one parent is allowed to actually accompany her. These things are what I call organisational stupidities. Things that clearly don't make sense, but people aren't following the rules. So, do you have organisational stupidities in your business? I'm sure you do. I'm sure we do. And what I encourage you to do is to question them, challenge them, get other people, get your customers to question, challenge them. More importantly, get rid of them. Who, what and where are your organisational stupidities? Idea two, to dwell on this. A new report suggests that more than a third of UK customers have cancelled their service or abandoned a brand altogether following poor customer service. According to a report from Click Software Survey, they actually have found that 69% of consumers had acted on their frustration when dealing with a company, with 34% leaving the firm and 46% demanding to speak to a supervisor to solve the problems, being very frustrated that the person they're dealing with couldn't actually solve them. Usual stuff, but how is you to deal with? Are your staff equipped, empowered, engaged to deal with customers' complaints? And more importantly, can they do something about it? What's your business like when it comes to dealing with disappointment? And idea three, to do something about this. 3.7 million workers in the UK cannot find one nice thing to say about their boss. A new survey from Investors in People reveals that 1 in 8 UK workers could not name one quality they liked in their leader. Apparently 75% of them talk about their management and leadership style behind their back, with 37% doing this regularly. There is not much the office gossip that actually causes a problem. What they found was that of those who said they didn't have a good relationship with their manager, 43% said they were considering looking for a new job, and 36% felt less motivated. It's all bad news, it seems. It isn't. Provided you're actually doing some of the good things, the survey highlighted that good relationships between managers and their staff create tangible benefits. 24% of those who get on with their boss felt it made them work harder, and 23% said it would make them stay at the company longer. What are the good things they're looking for? Well, the research identified a number of things, but the top three were being approachable, respecting colleagues' opinions, and working for the good of the team rather than having a big ego. So how do you measure up? Are you a modern leader? Are you an old-fashioned leader? How do you know? Want to ask your staff, find out. If you actually go on the Andy Hanselman website, you'll actually see a bit more detail about this article. And, well, do something about it. Have a great week now. Bye.